Welcome to the Care of Souls podcast with Dr. Stuart Scott and Pastor Adam Tyson. Dr. Scott serves as the Executive Director of 180 Ministries and Professor of Biblical Counseling at the Master's University. Pastor Tyson serves as the Senior Pastor of Placer Rita Bible Church and Adjunct Professor at the Master's University as well. Visit 180ministries.org and masters.edu to learn more about their programs and services in biblical counseling. I'm your host, Mark Smith, and we're thankful to bring you this next episode on Care of Souls, in which Stuart and Adam discuss practical and profound principles from Scripture to help you faithfully follow Christ. Martha again joins from her home in Georgia, Adam, Stuart, and Carolyn here in the studio to talk through Chapter 10 in The Excellent Wife on respect, the wife's response. We husbands often depend on our wives to help us look presentable in terms of our appearance, but also when we're out of sorts, such as when that cowlick on the back of our heads is standing up, when we're wearing the wrong tie with our Sunday best, or maybe it's something more significant like our reaction or tone in speaking to someone. As Martha points out, a wife's feedback about these things should first be given respectfully, so as not to usurp, shame, or put down her husband publicly or privately. The wife's first responsibility is to be respectful, and her observations or suggestions should follow suit. This is a particular challenge with which women have contended as far back as even the garden and through to the present day. However, we know that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, and God has given Christian wives the means to resist the temptation to be disrespectful to their husbands and instead respect them out of obedience to God and Scripture. Listen as Martha, Adam, Stuart, and Carolyn discuss further.
Well, welcome back to the Care of Souls podcast. We've got Dr. Scott and Carolyn in the studio with us. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Yes, it's a good day. Beautiful day today.
Oh, it is a beautiful day. Well, we also have our special guest with us from Georgia, Martha Peace, who wrote The Excellent Wife. Martha, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Adam. Thank you.
Good. Well, we're privileged to have you on the podcast with us. Of course, you're the author of the book we've been working through, The Excellent Wife, and we're on Chapter 10 today, which is Respect, the Wife's Reverence. Now, I believe, Martha, you mentioned something in the chapter about the day you were actually writing this chapter. Something happened with you and Sankey. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, every chapter in this book convicted me to my very core. It was miserable working on it and writing it. I had a lot of help, but it took three grueling years to write it. So I write from usually a lecture that I have written, and it's in outline form. So one day I was in my office, and I was on a roll, working down the outline, writing it out in narrative form. And Sankey was home, and he came in and sat down in a chair right beside me, and he was obviously excited about something that he wanted to tell me. So he totally interrupted me, and he just started talking about something he learned about a computer. Well, this is 26 years ago. I couldn't care less about computers back then. I'm not much better now. But anyway, so I stopped typing and totally interrupted my thought, and I looked at him, and he just kept talking and talking and explaining whatever it was he was explaining to me. Well, my thought was, leave me alone. I'm on a roll. Now, I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking inside myself. And then finally, he just kept talking, and I sort of rolled my eyes. Well, he didn't notice, so I rolled them again, and he still didn't get it. So then I went like this and sighed twice. He still kept talking, and then all of a sudden, I got convicted to my core for crying out loud. I was writing a chapter on showing respect to your husband, and I was being very disrespectful to him. So then I tried to concentrate on what he was saying, but by that time it was too late. I was totally lost. I didn't know what he was saying. Finally, he quit talking and he got up and he left. And then I got tears in my eyes and I asked the Lord to forgive me. I couldn't even go back to writing that chapter. I got up, I went in the other room, and I asked Sankey to forgive me for being disrespectful. And he said, "Oh, I didn't notice."
You know what? Obviously, but the Lord was, the Lord was convicting you, though, right? And that's the important thing.
Oh, yes. And, yeah. So anyway, I didn't go back to writing that chapter that day.
I'm going to try to see if we can figure out somewhere in here in the chapter where that happened.
I don't remember exactly where we were.
Well, hey, it's talking about respect. It's such an important part of marriage, isn't it? In fact, it's so important. Ephesians 5:33 just says it straight up, right? That let the wife see to it that she respects her husband. Why do you think that is, Martha? Do you think it is that men kind of need or benefit from a wife that respects them?
Well, I think it's just a kindness of the wife to the husband. When I got saved and I started working with Lou Priolo at the Atlanta Biblical Counseling Center, and I started doing a lot of research from the Bible on the wife's role. And basically, I concluded three biggies. She's to love her husband, show respect to him, and be biblically submissive to him, mm-hmm. unless he asks her to sin.
Right.
So those were the three things that just seemed to really stand out to me mm-hmm. in the scriptures. So when I wrote the book, when I did the lectures, wrote the lectures that later became the book. Those were three things that were really, to me, important.
Sure. Yeah, those are emphasized over and over again in Scripture, all the passages on marriage, to love, right. to respect, and to submit.
Yeah, it's his position mm-hmm. that she should respect, the God-given position of authority over her. And he may not be a totally respectable person, but she can salute the uniform, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think that some Christian women's books say, be submissive to your husband no matter what. Well, that's not biblical. No matter what he asks you to do. Or they'll say, show respect to him, and then he will treat you like a queen. Mm-hmm. Well, he may or may not treat right. you like a queen. We do this because we are obeying the Lord, not because we desire to be treated a certain way. So
amen.
We shouldn't get our hearts set on that.
Yeah. But, so you're saying that you need to respect him whether he deserves it or not, because that's the position that God's put him in to be the head of the marriage, and the wife needs to submit and respect him whether he deserves it or not, because that's the God-given position that he's in.
Well, in 1 Peter, it says to give a blessing instead. Mm-hmm. In Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And then what if her husband is acting like a fool? One time when I was at the Atlanta Biblical Counseling Center, I answered the phone, and it was a young wife. I don't know who she was. She was not our counselee, but she was crying. And she said, my husband is wanting to require me to sign. He wanted a new truck, and his credit rating was not good enough to get the truck by himself. She would have had to co-sign mm-hmm. with him. And she said, I know good and well we cannot afford this truck, or we can't afford the truck payment. I don't know what to do. And I said, well, just very kindly tell him, I really wish you could have a new truck, but we cannot afford it. So I can't co-sign with you, because if for some reason you can't make the payment, I would have to make the payment, and I know that I would default on it. So she stopped crying, and she said, well, thank you, goodbye, and she hung up the phone. So sometimes husbands do very selfish, very mm-hmm. not deserving respect things, mm-hmm. but she can communicate in love and kindness clearly.
And that was being respectful, even though she was saying, I can't sign. The fact she communicated, she was...
Right. I wish you could have a new truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we think about a wife respecting her husband, you know, we're thinking about all kinds of things. We're talking about she notices him, she regards him, she honors him, prefers him, venerates and esteems him, that she defers to him, praises him, loves him, admires him. There's all kinds of ways that can be demonstrated, even if it's difficult or even if you feel like he's undeserving. These are all things the wife can still be and do as she orients herself to her husband.
There's, you know, the expression, looks can mm-hmm. kill. Well, they can. And if the husband is looking at the wife in a mean, angry way, if the wife is doing the same thing with her husband, it just will make you, you'll be crestfallen. Mm-hmm. I know one woman that used to call her husband a fool, and he wasn't. She was the one acting like a fool. She would say to her husband, you old fool, especially in front of mm-hmm. people. And she had been doing that for so many years, he just ignored her. But I know one wife whose husband was trying to fix something around the house, and his wife got angry that he wasn't doing it right, and she just said, you can't do anything right. I'm going to call my dad and ask him to come. And that went over like a lead balloon. So, and it's not just the young women that are like this. The middle-aged and elderly women can be very condescending, very ugly, and disrespectful to their husbands.
Yeah. Well, Martha, what should a wife think if her husband acts in such a way that he doesn't deserve her respect?
Well, she shouldn't make it, hey, it's all about me. He's dishonoring the Lord. He's not obeying God. He may not have a capacity. She can have pity on him. If he's not a Christian, he has no capacity to think like a Christian and to do what's right and honor her. If he's acting ugly, then we will eventually get to chapter 14. And that is a huge chapter on resources to protect the wife, and I should have added, and help the husband when the husband is sinning. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Scott, what do you think? How is it that a husband would want to be respected by his wife? Particularly, let's say, if everything's going well, I think it just kind of flows naturally, mm-hmm. the whole love and respect thing. But let's say that marriage is a little bit tenuous, and he's kind of feeling like, I don't really think she's respecting me. What would you say to the wife who's listening from a husband's point of view that husbands might appreciate?
Yeah, the respect, as Martha brought up in this passage, is really tied to his function. Function as a leader, as a head, the God-given authority in that relationship. They're equal as persons, but functionally, he's the head. So I would think what I usually hear is in his decision-making, it's questioned or it's faulted or there's argument with decisions. Now, he should get the information from his wife as a companion and a helper. But if he makes a decision or he's giving any kind of leadership and, you know, devotions, well, this isn't the best time or don't do it that way. And after a while in his leadership role, if he gets questioned constantly or disagreement constantly, mm-hmm. that's usually where you hear a husband say she's just not very respectful, or how she talks to him. Maybe condescending, like Martha said, like treating him like a child or as a peer rather than in a reverential way as the leader, as Ephesians 5 points out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we certainly want to encourage the ladies too, the wives, to have a respectful manner in how they do it. I mean, there's a way, Carolyn, that you could say, well, I'm respecting him because you're doing your duty, but the manner of it isn't correct.
Well, I think that goes back to the heart attitude, you know, and having humility is what it takes. Having a humble attitude instead of an arrogant attitude where you think you know better or you think that you could do it better, however that might be. So there's just humbling yourself even before the Lord and before your husband to have that workable spirit and teachable spirit and a willingness to submit. Mm. And it comes from the heart.
And then, Martha, you've been talking a lot about there are times where a husband may need to be reproved. I mean, if he is off of his game, living in sin, obviously it can be taken to the elders and ratcheted up. But hopefully before that happens, there's intervention where a wife is going to lovingly reprove her husband and even to do it respectfully. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, she should be praying for him. If she has a better idea, and she might, mm-hmm. than right. what he wants to do, she could ask him and use the phrase like, well, you might want to consider, and then give her version mm-hmm. of what she thinks. But then say, but whatever you decide, that's what we will do. So if it's, she can make an appeal in a very respectful way and not making him feel mm-hmm. like an idiot or a fool. She can have a kind tone of voice. Her motive, if he's sinning, should be to restore him to a right relationship with God. And if he is a believer, then she can be very clear about what he's doing wrong and come along beside him and use scripture, maybe one particular scripture that might practically help him or convict him. She needs to be clear and not fuzzy. And in Proverbs 31, the excellent wife, the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. That verse always stands out to me. She should choose to talk to him when he's rested, when he's not overwhelmed with work or headache or something like that.
Yeah, Martha, those are all so helpful. Let's talk to the lady who's doing that. A wife is trying to do what you're saying, and he's just still not responding. He's like, hey, I don't want to talk about that. It's not your place to correct me. That's not true.
Well, if I hadn't already, I would go back to Matthew 7, getting the beam out mm-hmm. of your own eye so you can see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. And explain that and what that means. And I like to draw a circle on the board in my office. And at some point, if she's saying that I have this bad relationship with my husband, I say, this circle represents 100% of the problems in this marriage. What percent do you think is his fault and what percent do you think is your fault? Well, I get some very interesting mm-hmm. answers to that question. But a lot of times they'll say, well, it's 50-50, or it's 30% my fault and 70% mm-hmm. his fault. So I will say, well, Jesus said we have to start with taking 100% responsibility for your 30%. Mm-hmm. But they will panic sometimes because they say, well, he's not doing the right thing or whatever. And I'll say, I need some examples of that. But she needs to work at learning how to get the beam out of her own eye. But one of the things that will help a wife not to teetotally panic when you say, we're going to start with you and helping you with your part in this, is part of the godly wife getting the beam out of her eye is learning to deal in a biblically appropriate way with her husband's mm-hmm. sin.
Martha, some of the times when it gets kind of volatile with the husband and the wife is in regards to the children. All of a sudden, the dad wants to do something or a discipline or this is what's going to happen with their son or their daughter. And here's the wife. She's been with the children maybe all day working with them on things. And he's coming in And she appeals to him. He turns it down, and this is what's going to happen. At that point, how can she love him in a respectful way, but deal with, because now you have the child too, who's getting maybe tossed back and forth and perplexed and exasperated and provoked. Maybe walk us through that kind of scenario.
Well, are you saying he comes in and he's overreacting, or she thinks he's overreacting, and he's answering a matter before hears it?
Yep.
Well, she could ask him if they, the two of them, could talk about it privately, and she could tell him what all has gone on that day. And if he is angry, sinfully angry at the child, and seemingly overreacting with how he gives spanking or how he corrects the child, then she needs to try to protect that child. But she's got to pray for wisdom. A lot of times the mother may be wimpy in her discipline of the child, and then if her husband is overreacting, she needs to at least try to reason with him. Now, if he is grabbing that child in anger and hitting him and hitting the child in a way that he should not be, then she should calmly say, "You need to stop. What you're doing is not right." And if he won't stop, then she either needs to call, like, one of the elders in the church to come over, or if it's really, really bad, she needs to call 911. She has a responsibility to protect the child. So I'm assuming the mother in this situation is correct in her assessment of this. If she's not, you do need to hear both sides of the story and then help them biblically come up with a plan of what they're going to do next time.
I like that. Yeah, hey, Martha, another question about that. Let's say there's a husband and wife that have marital issues, and she would like to go get counseling because their church has a wonderful counseling center. And so she wants to come in for counseling. He doesn't want to come. Is she okay to call the counseling center or schedule that appointment? Or if it's in a really bad situation, call that pastor or elder without his knowledge? Or would you say that's not respecting him?
Well, it depends on what her situation is and what he's doing. If it may be, for some wives, it might be dangerous for them to even tell her husband. If he's physically abusive, if he's cruel. So I really go back to James 1. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. So if I've had, not many, but I've had some wives say, if I confront my husband, he will kill me. And I believe them when they say that. So I went to Lou Priola one time and said I had a counselee who was telling me that. And Lou said, "Well, you don't know that he's not going to kill her anyway." And I'm like, "Well, that's true, but I want to avoid this if I can." So what was your original question?
Oh, I'm just asking, should she get his permission to schedule that? You know, there's a lot of questions about the husband may say, "I don't want you to go to women's Bible study. I don't want you to go to church. I don't want you to go get counseling."
Okay.
And I'm trying to measure that against how does she respect him and yet still say, you know, at some of this I got to do for my own spiritual health.
Well, I would say that forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. She should tell him very calmly that the Lord requires us to go to church. That's the go to church verse in Hebrews, and that I am going to go. Now, she doesn't have to be there every time the door is open, and she does not need to neglect him and doing things with him. But if he forbids her to go to counseling and tell the counselor what he has done then I would suggest that she say, we both need help. I need help how to think about this, how to respond, and you need help. I am going to make an appointment with the pastor or one of the elders. I will tell you when the appointment is. I'm not going to do this behind your back, and you are welcome to show up if you want to. But this is something that is so serious that it needs to, you need help, and I need help too.
Yeah, well, those are great answers. I think, Dr. Scott, we agree with that, right?
Amen. Yeah. And I think that that's a respectful thing to do, is let him know what she's going to do, and then he has the option of complying to get the help needed, or he chooses not to, and then the church leadership can get involved to come alongside of them and help them.
Very good. Well, this wraps up our conversation about respect. As it says in Ephesians 5:33, however, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see to it that she respects her husband. That's what we've been learning about today with Martha and the others here in the studio, and may God help us to learn to do that in the power of the Spirit and for God's glory.
At the end of this chapter, Martha provides a self-assessment to help wives evaluate their own behavior and speech toward their husbands, coupled with passages from Scripture that point out the biblical standard. These include questions like, do you speak to your husband in a condescending, put-down manner? And corresponding passages like Proverbs chapter 21, verse 19, which says, it is better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and vexing woman. Or do you try to intimidate or bully your husband by making threats, verbally attacking him, crying, or in some other way manipulating him to have your own way? Alongside Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1, which says, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands. Wives should ask their husbands these questions too, so they can benefit from their perspective. What would your husband say if you asked him for feedback on how you're putting 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4 into practice in terms of adorning your behavior, your heart, and your actions with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which we know is precious in the sight of God? Martha closes the chapter by saying, respecting authority is practically a lost art, but as a Christian wife, with God's enabling grace, you can cultivate a respectful attitude. We hope you were blessed by the Care of Souls podcast. Please pray for us at 180 Ministries and the Masters University as we seek to edify the church and exalt Christ through biblical counseling that is faithful to Scripture. Consider supporting 180 Ministries financially so we can continue to bring you sound wisdom from God's Word on these everyday topics. Visit 180ministries.org to give online and send an email to info@180ministries.org with your feedback and any questions. We'd be grateful to hear how this podcast is helping you. And we look forward to having you join us on the next episode of the Care of Souls podcast as we discuss exemplary husbands and excellent wives.